Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To be continued has been used in books, TV, and films, but games, it appears far less. Rare is the game that knows it can tease a player base and confidently maintain interest. Because of this, or any number of reasons, a developer goes a different direction with the story. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 huge video game cliffhangers that meant nothing. Number 9, John's Identity. Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag. In 2013's Black Flag, you again relive moments of a past life, exploring uncharted Caribbean waters and hunting for treasure as a pirate. Over time, you'll come into conflict with another captain called Bartholomew Roberts. Every now and again, your missions in the past are also interrupted by an unseen IT worker called John, who orders you to perform illegal activities in the Abstergo facility without the higher-up's knowledge. Even though Edward defeats Bartholomew in the climax of the past, the wicked captain has one last trick up his sleeve. In the final sequence in the present, John poisons you so he can prepare your body for his diabolical plan. However, when you come to, you immediately see John is the reincarnation of Bartholomew. He then explains how he belongs to an alien race and has been reincarnating in human form for centuries to reunite with his lover. Although this is a lot of information to swallow, John is shot dead 90 seconds later by a security guard, saturating that big reveal. The character has only been mentioned fleetingly in follow-ups, making us wonder if Ubisoft have just forgotten about it altogether. Number 8, Lara Croft Dies. Tomb Raider: The Last Revelation. Even though Tomb Raider was a huge draw for the PlayStation, the studio core design worried gamers would grow tired of it. As a result, they decided to kill off Lara Croft in the franchise's supposed swan song, Tomb Raider: The Last Revelation. When Sony's successor, the PlayStation 2, became a monster hit though, core design thought it was time to resurrect Lara in a follow-up called Tomb Raider: Angel of Darkness. Although fans were excited, they were confused as to how the iconic archaeologist would return. Since The Last Revelation concluded with our heroine falling down a chasm, she was as dead as a doornail. How could they possibly explain how she survived? Simple. The game just doesn't. Angel of Darkness begins with Lara alive and well, with no explanation as to how she recovered. According to a deleted scene though, Lara was revived by a shaman. Now, explaining Lara's resurrection with the "a wizard did it" trope isn't original, but at least it's an explanation. Because this sequence was cut though, fans didn't understand how Lara was alive, making her death in The Last Revelation lose all impact. Number 7, Darth Vader is imprisoned. Star Wars: The Force Unleashed 2. In the sequel to The Force Unleashed, you play as Starkiller, a clone who serves as Darth Vader's secret apprentice. As Starkiller realizes Vader is manipulating him, he turns against his master, culminating in an epic battle against the Sith Lord. When Vader is defeated, Starkiller has the choice to spare him. If you embrace the dark side and try to kill him, you'll be slain by another Starkiller clone, who Vader reveals was his true apprentice all along. If you choose the light side though, Darth Vader gets imprisoned on Starkiller's vessel. In the closing shot, we see Boba Fett's Slave 1 sneaking up on Starkiller's ship, hinting that Vader is about to be rescued. Now, the Endor DLC continues the saga of Vader's true apprentice, so players were happy that this plot had a resolution. However, based on the light side ending, fans were hoping to see Boba Fett busting Vader out of prison in The Force Unleashed 3. Even though the creators did intend to make a follow-up, Disney's acquisition of LucasArts terminated any chance of this story receiving its actual conclusion. Number 6, Robotnik takes over the world. Sonic Chronicles: The Dark Brotherhood. Sonic Chronicles was the first RPG centered around Sega's prized mascot, opening with Knuckles getting kidnapped, the Master Emerald being stolen, and Dr. Robotnik supposedly dead. BioWare's take on the character really started off with a bang. When you discover that Robotnik is actually alive, though, he agrees to join your ranks, believing the Fuzzy Hedgehog will need his resources to defeat their common enemy, Ix. As shocking as all that sounds, the ending is all the more mind-blowing. See, most of Sonic's adventure in this game takes place in another universe called the Twilight Cage. Once you defeat Ix and return to Earth, you discover a shocking truth. Despite being in the other dimension for a small amount of time, months have actually passed in your universe, allowing Robotnik plenty of time to seize control over the world. He suitably blasts Sonic's ship with a laser, blowing it to pieces. The game then cuts to an image of Robotnik's triumphant grin with the words "The End?" Written at the bottom of the screen. Even though this was an amazing cliffhanger and BioWare had planned to continue the story in a sequel, the project was abandoned after the team were acquired by EA. Number 5. Who is Reiko? Mortal Kombat 4. MK4 expanded on the franchise's mythos and introduced several new characters to the series, including Quan Chi and Shinnok. However, one character that players were curious about was Shinnok's general, Reiko. Because there were few details about his backstory, some speculated there must be more to this character than it seemed. When characters completed Mortal Kombat 4 as Reiko, they were shocked to see this outworld soldier pass through a portal that led to Emperor Shao Kahn's throne room. After sitting on the throne himself, the former Emperor's mask lowers down onto Reiko's face before his eyes start glowing. As Khan was supposedly dead at this point, Mortal Kombat fans debated endlessly the meaning of this scene. Is Reiko the reincarnation of Shao Kahn? Is he actually his son? Did Shao Kahn even die? Even though Ed Boon and co. created this ending as a joke, fans obsessed about it for years. The issue was finally put to rest in Mortal Kombat Deception when Reiko reveals to the player that the reason why he wore Khan's helmet is just because he liked wearing it. That is literally the entire reason, giving Mortal Kombat Deception one hell of a meaning. Number 4. Mantarok Lives. Eternal Darkness. In Eternal Darkness Sanity's Requiem, Alexandra discovers her grandfather's tome, which details a group of cosmic entities called the Ancients. By taking control of 12 characters over the span of 2,000 years, you must stop the dark vessel Pius Augustus from unleashing these ancients on the world. The Ancient of Earth Mantarok also assists you by teaching you how to wield magic. Depending on what decisions you make, Pius will summon one of three ancients in the showdown: Katurga, Ulioth, and Xelotath. If you play the game 3 times on the same save file and vanquish all 3 ancients, you'll be rewarded with a secret ending. In this scene, we learn that Mantarok manipulated you and many others to eliminate his competitors. With no more ancients to stand in his way, this Lovecraftian creature plots its next move. Although this implies Mantarok will serve as an antagonist in a future installment, Eternal Darkness 2 then suffered development hell for 2 decades, meaning this intriguing teaser received 0 payoff. Number 3. The Apocalypse. Mother 3. After being in development for 12 years, the sequel to Earthbound Mother 3 was finally released in 2006. But when players completed this new installment, they were still desperate for more. Why? Because it ended on a massive cliffhanger, with character Lucas awakening the Dark Dragon, destined to recreate the world. Before the world can be reborn, though, the old one must be destroyed. So when the dragon is released, it unleashes an apocalyptic attack on Lucas's home island, obliterating everything. As the world lies in ruin, the screen abruptly cuts to black. If you wait long enough, Lucas will eventually assure the player that he and his friends survived the dragon's assault. But since society is left resembling something from Mad Max, that's far from assuring. Because of this ending, though, many assumed the story would continue in a sequel. However, the same year Mother 3 was released, Earthbound creator Shigesato Itoi stated there were actually no plans for another installment, leaving Lucas's fate uncertain and incredibly depressing. Number 2. The Synergy Vortexes. Golden Sun, Dark Dawn. Golden Sun follows a quartet of magically attuned beings called Adepts who travel the world to stop the spread of a dangerous magic called alchemy. In the end, our heroes learn to use alchemy to restore the land and thus bring peace to society. In the threequel Dark Dawn, the world is endangered by a new threat called Synergy Vortexes. These energy fields appear randomly across the globe and begin feeding off magic. Believing this calamity can be reversed by stopping an upcoming eclipse, our heroes once again embark on a new adventure. After defeating the bad guys and celebrating, all seems well as the credits roll. In the final 30 seconds, though, the characters return home only to see they failed in their mission since a gigantic Synergy Vortex is now looming over their heads. Since Dark Dawn never got a follow-up, though, this plot point has been left unresolved. What makes it more frustrating is that the game never explains what the vortexes are or where they even came from. And because there's no word about a future installment, we're likely never going to find out. And number 1, Joker Dies. Batman: Arkham City. Because Batman is defined by his relationship to Joker, it was a ballsy move to kill off the Clown Prince of Crime in Batman Arkham City. With the character finally put to rest, we were all dying to know if or how a follow-up could even work without him. So when the teaser for prequel Arkham Origins showed Bats going head-to-head with Black Mask, fans of this particularly underrated supervillain were very excited. After getting the game, though, it was a bluff. Halfway through, it's revealed that Black Mask is the Joker in disguise, and he serves as the central antagonist for the rest of the story. Next up was proper sequel Batman Arkham Knight, and there was no way Joker could come back this time, since it was a direct continuation of Arkham City. Once again, though, we were proven wrong, with Rocksteady allowing the Demented Jester another starring role. Even Mark Hamill returned to play him, despite saying along with the devs that the character was definitely dead. Yes, we can play semantics if need be, but after Batman gets infected with Scarecrow's fear gas, he's haunted by hallucinations of Joker everywhere. This mind version of the Clown Prince now placing the character all around the city, inside ventilation shafts, inside cutscenes, and everywhere else. There's more Joker screen time in Arkham Knight than the previous three titles combined, making you wonder why they even bothered killing him off in the first place. And those are our picks for the biggest video game cliffhangers that meant nothing. Let me know your favorites down in the comments below and which ones you're still waiting for some resolution on all these years later. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com and I'll catch you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.